Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Circuses on the air.
When the president does it,
sometimes you feel like
that means that it is not illegal.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Jenning.
Hey, Luke, may the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.R.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Ah! We're not gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
John's been waiting a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the third time in six seasons, it's one goal achieved. The Chicago Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup. The Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup.
It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs have done it.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And it's Dave and for Steve this morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you. Little segment that we do on my weekend show is This is History. Today we talk about the history of Thanksgiving. Dave, what year was the first Thanksgiving? I know you covered it for WGN Radio.
1621.
Yeah. That's right. Acknowledged as one of the first Thanksgiving celebrations. Some historians, though, argue that Florida, not Massachusetts, may have been the true site of the first Thanksgiving in North America in 1565, nearly 60 years before Plymouth, a Spanish fleet came ashore and planted a cross in the sandy beach to christen the new settlement of St. Augustine and to celebrate the arrival and give thanks for God's providence. The 800 Spanish settlers shared a festive meal with the native Tumukyun people.
That makes sense because there is a... St. Augustine is a cool place to visit.
Yeah.
And there is a fort. It's the oldest fort in the North American continent, going back to about the late 1500s. Their church there, the main cathedral in St. Augustine, goes back 300 and some years. That would make sense that there would be a dinner of Thanksgiving and, you know, for a safe landing, a safe arrival. And then soon later, of course, the pilgrims coming to Massachusetts.
What did they eat? Because it wasn't turkey.
No, I don't know what they ate.
It was deer, they assume, from pictures, illustrations,
venison.
Venison. Would have been lots of local seafood, mussels, lobster, bass, fruits maybe from the harvest, including pumpkin. No mashed potatoes, though, because potatoes had only been recently shipped back to Europe from South America.
Right.
At the time.
From Peru.
From Peru. That's right. When did America first call for a national Thanksgiving?
That was in the 1860s, 1863, 64. President Lincoln.
Officially. It was President Lincoln.
Officially designated the fourth Thursday in November as a national holiday of thanks.
But before that, Thomas Jefferson was famously not only the founding father and early president, refused to declare days of Thanksgiving. Jefferson believed in a wall of separation between church and state and believed that endorsing such celebrations as president would amount to a state-sponsored religious worship.
Well, that was fresh in their minds, during that time. But I think the Civil War had a lot to do with Lincoln proclaiming that as a day of Thanksgiving.
Sure.
You know, and a push toward the end of the war and a reunification of the country.
Pumpkin pie was a staple in New England on their Thanksgiving tables as far back as the 18th century. When did we start canning cranberries?
Boy, I don't know.
1912 was the first canned jellied cranberry sauce that you see with the rims of the of the can. Yeah. That was 1912.
Tried to get it out of the can in one big scoop.
Marcus Uran did it, and he eventually founded Ocean Spray.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where you get that from. How did a botched Thanksgiving order lead to the TV tray dinner? Because that's what I remember. Turkey. The cranberry with or the cherry pie or whatever.
Those
were good. They were fantastic. I love those.
Those turkey TV dinners? Yeah.
The one night my dad would have a meeting during the week, we would have a TV dinner and watch like the Dick Van Dyke Show on our trays, on our TV trays.
Yeah.
In 1953, an employee at C.A. Swanson & Sons overestimated the demand for turkey, and the company was left with 260 tons of extra frozen birds. As a solution, the Smithsonian reports, a Swanson salesman ordered 5,000 aluminum trays and devised a turkey meal and recruited an assembly of line workers to compile what would become the first TV tray dinners. A culinary hit was born in the first year of production in 1954. The company sold 10 million turkey TV tray dinners.
Those extra turkeys would have come in handy several years ago at the Hilton when they ran out of turkey.
That's right. Yeah. Right.
Forget that.
No, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was just one of those things that they couldn't predict. There was a huge party going on in the ballroom on the second floor, and we were on the first floor having dinner. Everybody from that party came downstairs, and they didn't anticipate all those extra
people. Did you get some turkey?
Oh, yeah. All yeah, right. Yeah, we did, but I felt very sorry for the gentleman that was at the carving station.
I bet.
And he could do nothing.
Oh, poor guy.
20 people in line waiting.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Got to have turkey. Why is football a Thanksgiving tradition?
Andy?
Because
Andy's contribution.
He's got your answer
this morning's
right there.
History segment. The first Thanksgiving football game was a college match between Yale and Princeton in 1876, only 13 years after Lincoln made it a holiday.
Wow.
Soon after, Thanksgiving was picked for the date of college football championships before New Year's Day. And then by the 1890s, thousands of college and high school football rivalries were played every Thanksgiving. The high school ones are this weekend in Champaign.
Yeah. Yes, they are.
Which Mike's son's going to be at.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know, and now it's tradition that Detroit and Dallas host two of the Thanksgiving Day games.
Look at that.
It's tradition.
Look at that. Who was the first president to pardon a turkey? Ooh.
Not sure.
Starting in the 40s, farmers would give each president a plump bird for Thanksgiving, but it was John F. Kennedy.
Kennedy was the one.
Mm-hmm. He said, we'll just let this one grow. And spared it.
And no official pardon.
The official pardon started with George H.W. Bush in 1989.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was much later.
George Bush first.
Which president, final question, which president tried to move the date of Thanksgiving and why?
That I don't know either.
Yeah. Concerned that the Christmas shopping season was cut short by a late Thanksgiving, FDR decreed in 1939 that Thanksgiving would be celebrated a week earlier. Franksgiving, as it was known, decried by Thanksgiving traditionalists and political rivals, was only adopted in 23 of 48 states. Congress officially moved Thanksgiving back to the fourth Thursday of November in 1941, where it has remained ever since.
I'm going to ask my dad about that.
All right,
I see him today.
Yeah, there you go.
So he would remember.
I think he would. Right after the news, we're going to talk to Andrea Schwartz from Macy's about the traditions in the Walnut Room, the Macy's windows, and the 100th anniversary of Franco Mint. We'll do that next on 720 WGN.